I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. I've been all this time on the telephone.
That's all right.
The police have identified that fellow. Apparently they've been on the lookout for him for some time. I gather he's a pretty notorious character around here. Oh, would you like a drink, Mr. Temple?
No, thank you.
I have a very excellent port.
Not at the moment, thank you.
Mr. Sullivan won't keep you long. He'll be down in a few moments. How long are you staying in Augusta?
Just for the night.
Oh, you're leaving tomorrow, then?
Yes, I'm on my way to Cairo. As a matter of fact, I expected to meet Mr. Sullivan in Cairo. Came as quite a surprise to find that he was here in Augusta.
Yeah, he arrived this morning from Naples. Are you sure you won't change your mind and have a glass of port?
Quite sure.
Ah, here's Sullivan.
I'm sorry to have been so long, Colonel, but...
What's the matter?
What are you doing here?
I've told you who he is. His name's Temple. He's got the... Say, what is this?
It's really quite simple. We've met before.
Met before?
Yes.
Where?
We met at Bournemouth 2 days ago.
Only on that occasion, if I remember correctly, you called yourself Victor Armstrong.
Why didn't you tell me you met him before? You fool, why didn't you tell me that he was...
I didn't know. How could I know that this was the man you meant?
There appears to be a certain amount of confusion. Do you mind if I clarify the situation?
Well?
2 days ago, a girl called Joyce Raymond gave me a pair of spectacles and asked me to deliver them to a man in Cairo called Richard Sullivan. Tonight, when I arrived in Augusta, I received a telephone call from this house from a man claiming to be Richard Sullivan. That man was the person I met on the drive, the man that had been shot, the man that had been beaten up.
His name was not Richard Sullivan.
All the same, he was the man that spoke to me on the telephone.
For heaven's sake, don't let's beat about the bush, Marquand. If he's got the glasses,
then... Be quiet! I'll handle this. I'll handle this in my own way. Sit down.
If you don't mind, I should prefer to stand.
Sit down.
Well, since you insist, I'll sit down.
Now listen. And listen carefully. Before we go any further, I should like...
Before we go any further, I should like that revolver of yours a little to the right. Do you mind? I'm rather sensitive about... Ah, thanks. That's much better.
Mr. Temple, I'm a businessman. Purely and simply a businessman. Therefore, I'm going to play straight with you, put my cards on the table, and make you a proposition.
Everybody seems to be making me propositions these days. What is yours, Colonel Marquand?
What did Miss Raymond tell you about the glasses? What did she say when she handed them over to you?
I've told you what she said. She simply asked me to deliver them to a man in Cairo called Richard Sullivan.
She said nothing else?
Nothing.
Right. Now, Mr. Temple, for my proposition. You can either hand over the glasses to me now, in which case you can walk out of here scot-free, or you can refuse to hand them over to me, in which case I shall take... rather a delight in firing this revolver.
Of course, I may be prejudiced, but that sounds rather a one-sided proposition for a businessman to make. For instance, I much prefer the proposition I received this afternoon from Mr. Constantine.
Who the blazes is Mr. Constantine?
He's a gentleman I met on the plane. Apparently he, too, is interested in the spectacles.
What do you mean?
He offered me £10,000 for them.
£10,000?
Where are the spectacles? Where are they?
Did you sell them to this Mr. Constantine?
What would you have done, Mr. Armstrong, under the circumstances?
What Armstrong or anybody else would have done is quite beside the point. My guess is you still got the spectacles. Or if you haven't got them, you know where they are. Now start talking.